No, no. I want to beat Nightbird on even terms. By my estimation, my tiger arm is the equivalent of the beautiful sword you carry. You know why I have come.
I know that your church can invent whatever excuse is convenient.
Not the church, Nightbird. I come to you as Marcalo de Unero, not as Bishop de Unero. Were you to offer your surrender now, Marcalo de Unero would not want it, though Bishop de Unero would have no choice but to accept it.
The ranger cocked his head, not really understanding.
I have come for you. De Unero against Nightbird, as it has to be.
This is about pride, then, and not your twisted vision of justice. This is about who is the finer warrior.
The finest warrior. I have come to settle the issue.
And then?
And then, when I have torn out your heart and eaten it, I will settle with your friends. I will kill the centaur first, and then the small, sneaky man. And then I will see to the monks. Perhaps I will offer them the chance to surrender, to return and face the charge of heresy, in their foolish hopes of finding mercy before Father Abbot Marquardt. Or perhaps I will slaughter them, every one, and tear off their heads. Those trophies alone would satisfy my master. Do you have a god that you must pray to?
My dance was my prayer. A prayer that God will have mercy on the souls of those I am forced to kill.
The bishop came on in a fury, knowing that his advantage lay in getting inside the long deadly reach of the ranger's sword. Nightbird knew it too, and though he was surprised by the agility and speed of the other man, he spun away, leaving the tip of Tempest in line. Dianero leapt high above the stabbing blade, kicking with one foot, connecting glancingly on the ranger's shoulder. Again they faced off. Just the intense stares of the purest and most hated rivals. Then Dianero leapt straight ahead, landing with his legs in perfect order to propel him suddenly to the right. He spun in a circle, coming out of it with that deadly tiger's paw swiping for the ranger's head. The ranger swung the blade about in time to partially deflect the sweeping arm, inflicting a nasty gash on the side of the tiger's wrist, but taking a deep cut across his own left shoulder. Nightbird went ahead, dropping Tempest to the ground and leading with a heavy punch. More for support than to attack, the bishop wrapped his tiger's paw arm around the ranger and dug his claws in. Nightbird felt the burning pain just to the side of his spine. He bore in harder, launching a short, heavy right punch to the man's ribs. Then, a sudden left hook to the chin snapped Dianero's head to the side. Dianero recovered far faster than Elbriam thought possible. The bishop quickly went to work, sending a series of short, sharp jabs to the ranger's chin. Elbriam reached out and clamped his large hand over the bishop's face, squeezing with all his strength. Immediately, the bishop stopped punching, grasping desperately instead for the too powerful arm. The muscles on Elbriam's right arm flexed tighter, iron cords taut, driving his fingers into the man's flesh with such power that both of them thought the bishop's head would explode under the pressure. Dianero grabbed and pulled, but he was no match in strength for the powerful ranger. But then Elbriam felt a sudden sharp pain in the center of his wrist, just under his palm, as Dianero worked the tip of his thumb perfectly into the pressure point. To the ranger's amazement, his index and little fingers weakened. To his horror, Dianero wrenched his head away from the ranger's grasp and yanked the ranger's arm away. Instinct sent Nightbird's head forward as Dianero snapped his head forward. Only luck brought the ranger's forehead lower than the bishop's. Dianero had taken the brunt of the blow. Clearly dazed, the bishop lifted his knee quickly, aiming for the ranger's groin, but Nightbird turned his leg, accepting the hit on his thigh. The movement cost the ranger some measure of balance, and he had no choice but to go along when Dianero suddenly launched himself backward and to the ground. The pair landed and rolled down the short slope, right into the cold lake. They rested for just an instant on the ice, but then broke through into the icy water.